Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Trump administration is taking the first official step toward allowing oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the Department of Interior released a notice yesterday saying it will hold no fewer than two oil lease sales by December 2024. The announcement kicks off the first public comment period on drilling in the refuge. Interior said it will hold public meetings in Fairbanks, Anchorage, Arctic Village, Kaktovik, and Ukiavik. It did not announce any meetings outside Alaska, and Kara Moriarty, president of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, thinks that's a good idea.
Areas of the country that their sole mission in life is to keep our resources locked in the ground.
But Bernadette Dementev, executive director of the Gwich'in Steering Committee, says in-state opposition to oil development in the refuge is growing.
I have faith that many Alaska Natives are going to stand up against it.
The public now has until June 19th to submit comments to the Bureau of Land Management. Hundreds of Fairbanks High School students are expected to leave class this afternoon to participate in a nationwide gun control walkout. The events are scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon at Fairbanks' three high schools, but North Star Borough School District spokeswoman Sharice Walker says the students don't have permission to leave class.
That means they'll be missing 45 minutes of class time.
Walker says student athletes could also miss out on practices and games.
They do need to be in attendance the full day on Friday to be eligible.
Walker says the district supports students' efforts to bring attention to issues they feel strongly about, but does not have a policy on events like today's walkout, so students who want to participate need to get their parents to call in the absence.
Excuse those absences if they so choose.
The National Gun Control Walkout is scheduled for today because April 20th is the 19th anniversary of the 1999 shootings at Columbine High School in Colorado. Dozens of U.S. and allied warplanes are assembling at Eielson Air Force Base in preparation for an upcoming red flag training exercise, but F-15s from Israel will not be participating, reportedly because of rising tensions in the region. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
An Eielson Air Force Base spokesman says Israel will, for the first time, be participating in a red flag training exercise. But Lieutenant Kitsana Duanlumchan says the Israeli F-15s that were scheduled to take part in the exercise that gets underway later this month won't, after all.
The Israeli Air Force will not be sending F-15s to Red Flag Alaska 18-1, which will occur from 26 April to 11 May.
Duanlumchan says he can't say anything about why Israel decided against dispatching the warplanes to Red Flag, nor how many of the fighters the nation intended to send. Israeli media, which first reported the story, say national leaders decided to keep the F-15s home due to rising tensions in the region in the aftermath of Israeli military strikes against Iranian proxies in Syria. According to the media accounts, the Israel Defense Forces have placed ground and air elements on high alert in case Iran launches a counterattack. The accounts vary in their estimates on how many of the warplanes Israel had intended to send, ranging from a handful to more than a dozen. Duanlumchan says the Israeli military will, however, take part in the upcoming red flag.
Despite this change, we're still looking forward to hosting the Israeli contingent that will be participating in Red Flag Alaska 18-1.
Duanlumchan says he can't offer any details on how the Israeli Air Force will be participating. Media accounts say Israel will send personnel and other aircraft to Red Flag, including a KC-135 tanker variant, similar to those used by the Alaska Air National Guard's 168th Air Refueling Wing that's based at Eielson. More than 60 aircraft from U.S. and allied units will take part in the upcoming Red Flag exercise, according to the Pacific Air Forces, the Alaskan Command's higher headquarters that directs Red Flag. The aircraft will be based at both Eielson and Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson, and most operations will take place in a simulated combat environment in the skies above the Joint Pacific Alaska Range Complex. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
A renewable energy innovation competition sponsored by a University of Alaska group encourages participants to fail fast. Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk explains.
Huey Winston and Susanna Caldwell are hammering out the final details on a renewable energy website for Volt 49, a competition organized by the University of Alaska's Center for Economic Development. They're one of four teams from across the state who are given a unique challenge related to renewable energy in Alaska, and they have 5 weeks to solve it. Winston and Caldwell's team was tasked with powering an off-grid cabin with renewables. Winston says their concept has changed a lot over the past few weeks. His first idea was a backpack filled with equipment.
Then it evolved into like this cube, which was made of solar panels that kind of fold out.
But then, 3 weeks into the competition, the organizers hooked the team up with a solar energy expert.
To me, what I heard them say was like, yo, that's never going to work. It's way too heavy. Because yeah, you have a battery pack.
The expert also pointed out another tiny issue with the whole cube idea.
He was saying every solar panel is rectangular, so there's no way to make a cube with solar panels.
Finding out their cube was a flop was a big setback. But organizer Julia Casey with the Center for Economic Development says that's exactly what the Volt 49 competition is designed to do. By forcing teams to develop a renewable energy tool in 5 short weeks, they fail fast. It's based off what's called a design sprint, an exercise born in Silicon Valley. She says putting garbage ideas out there isn't a bad thing, especially if you can do it quickly.
There's a nugget of gold in every idea, but you have to figure out what that is.
She says the goal is to unearth those nuggets of gold a little faster. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
And I'm Dan Bross.